This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Kelly McLaughlin. She is a public health nurse with the Macoupin County Public Health Department. Welcome to the show, Kelly.
Thanks for having me.
Kelly, our topic of conversation today is flu season and flu vaccination clinics that are coming up here in Macoupin County. And first off, flu normally, I guess, starts up about October or so and runs through the winter and maybe into early spring. But who really needs to get a flu shot?
Well, we really recommend that anyone who is especially under the age of two, pregnant women, and anyone who has any previous health conditions, medical conditions, are the ones that we consider to be high risk. But we also recommend that everybody gets a flu shot.
The flu shot, just for a little clarity on that, does the flu shot get rid of the flu, or does it just lessen the effects of the flu? Or really, what does the flu shot get once you get the vaccination and then maybe you're exposed to flu?
So what the flu shot does, it will help prevent getting the flu. You know, nothing is 100%. However, if you were to get the flu after receiving your flu shot, it will lessen the flu symptoms themselves.
Is there any other defense against the flu besides the flu shot?
Well, they do have a medication that they would give you if you were to get the flu. But again, the flu shot will help prevent getting the flu to begin with.
And then our flu vaccination clinics, they are coming up here throughout Macoupin County. They start, they're underway during the airing of this program this weekend. If you would like to, would you like to go through those clinics that are coming up? There are several in many of the communities in the Macoupin County area.
We have a clinic coming up on Tuesday, October 4th, and that is at the Bunker Hill Community Center. That's from 8 to noon. We have one coming on Wednesday, October 5th, and that's at the Shipman Community Center, and that's from 9 to 10:30. We also have one on the same day, October 5th, in Brighton, the Municipal Building, from 11 to 1. Then we'll be at the Carl and LaMoose Lodge on October 11th from 1 to 3. We have one in Gillespie at our Maple Street Clinic on Wednesday, October 19th from 4 to 6:30. And then we end on October 20th from 9 to 11 in Palmyra at the Silver Strands. And then we head over to Verdun on the same day, the 20th, to the Verdun Community Center from 3 to 5. And again, if you can't make any of these clinics, be sure to give our office a call and we can get you an appointment to come on in.
In addition to the flu vaccine, there'll also be pneumonia vaccine. Could you tell us who needs the pneumonia vaccine?
That's right. We will have pneumonia vaccine available. It'll be $78. And anyone can get a pneumonia shot. We recommend that you get one before the age of 65, and then you can get one after the age of 65 with 5 years in between the two shots. And then any other person who needs one, as long as they have a doctor's order, we can give it to them.
Recently, the Illinois State Health Department came out with a recommendation that folks get stuck with the needle for their flu vaccination this year and not use the nasal spray because they're not real sure how effective is that. Could you address that?
That's right. Not only does IDPH recommend it, but so does the American Academy of Pediatrics. They said that they don't believe the nasal spray was as effective last year as the actual the shot itself. So they're recommending that everybody get the shot and not the nasal spray this year.
You often hear that flu can adapt or change as the years go by and strains change. Can you tell us, is there anything new this year, or is it about the same flu as we experienced last year?
I believe that there were some changes. I know that for sure we have the flu vaccine this year has the H1N1, the H3N2, and those are both A strands, and then the B Victoria and the B Yamagata strands. Those are been around. Those are the popular ones that seem to hang out around here. So we believe that the vaccine we have this year will do good.
And for those attending a local vaccine clinic, what do they do? What do they need to bring and so forth?
Well, of course, we take cash or check. You can bring your Medicaid card or your Medicare card, and then you can bring your insurance card. We take Blue Cross Blue Shield. And for individuals with other private insurance companies, we can give you a receipt that you can provide to your insurance company to get reimbursement.
And again, you mentioned it just a little bit earlier that there is other ways to possibly get a flu vaccine if you can't make a particular clinic. And again, what should they do if they'd like to, I guess, make an appointment?
Absolutely. They can give us a call at the office, 217-854-3223, or they can call Maple Street Clinic in Gillespie, and that number is 217-839-1526.
Kelly McLaughlin, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County this weekend.
Thank you so much.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.